The best pro wrestling and MMA news and rumors can be found right here every week on the Winnipeg Wrestling Wrap-Up. I am your host, the Mecca, Shane Madison. The Viper, Randy Orton, was suspended by WWE for 60 days following his second violation of the wellness policy. Cody Rhodes also tested positive for some sort of a banned substance. However, he was able to produce a doctor's prescription, so he will be avoiding the suspension. Lord Tensei, or as he's now known, just Tensei, he is already going to be getting a makeover. The gimmick was deemed a complete flop. Of course, his spot was given to the Big Show, who has recently turned heel. So now Big Show is John Laurinaitis' henchman. Honestly, if Tensei doesn't get over and start getting over soon, I could see WWE wishing him well on his future endeavors. Mark Henry had a shoulder surgery operation. He should be back this summer. He did mention prior to the surgery that if he's not able to recover back to 100%, he would be done with wrestling. CM Punk was asked about retirement on Twitter recently, and he said he would, quote-unquote, be done way sooner than you think. And the tentative plan for the WWE champion CM Punk right now is to take on the Big Show at SummerSlam. The plan for WrestleMania next year is looking like Brock Lesnar taking on The Undertaker. That would be a fantastic match, one where people could really believe that Lesnar could defeat The Undertaker and end that streak. However, we all know that will not be happening. There is talk right now of unifying the Intercontinental and United States championships. Raw last week did the lowest rating in 15 years. So the company is definitely in a little bit of a panic mode. We could see some hot-shotting on their television. And the return of D-Generation X will happen at the 3-hour July 23rd Raw. Look for more blasts from the past on that show. Moving over to TNA Impact Wrestling News, Don West is leaving TNA to become a general manager of a North American Hockey League team. Dixie Carter mentioned she is working on bringing the number of pay-per-views down to about 6 to 10 a year, which I feel would be a great step in the right direction for TNA. The location for Bound for Glory will be announced in the next few weeks. So that should be very interesting as well. Angle said on Twitter that he won't be wrestling after the age of 46. I will believe it when I see it. And the last live Impact for the summer will be on August the 23rd. They're going to sort of reevaluate things at that point.